welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
All right. Bugman, I think you had a question to start us off with.
Yeah, so I was kind of pilfering, if that's a word that means anything.
I think it is.
I was pilfering through the house the other day, yeah. And I washed my hands, and I started to use my wife's decorative towels.
Okay.
Hanging in the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure. Like, I think this is a safe place,
yeah,
that I can talk about.
Oh, what, this podcast?
This podcast.
No one listens to this. No one listens to this.
No one's
going to hear you.
I think I can say this. but I'm concerned because I think my wife has a time machine, and I think it's the decorative towels. Okay?
Okay.
It's the perfect scheme, Some Guy.
All right, she's built this thing up.
She has okay. This right in the open, and they always say the best place to hide something is right in the open.
Now, why do you suppose that your wife is running there grabbing the decorative hand towels, and then how do you think this is even occurring?
You know, I don't, you know, maybe.
What's your hypothesis here?
All I know is I'm not allowed to use those decorative towels.
Okay.
All I know is time.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
My mom had a set of decorative hand towels when I was growing up that we weren't allowed to touch.
I'm just saying, man, it seems really weird. Now,
okay.
In thinking about that and hiding that knowledge that I know now from my wife,
right.
I got to thinking, my buddy Some Guy,
yeah,
what would be your choice of a time-traveling device?
Okay, so if I could just have anything as a time-traveling device, what would it be?
What would it be? Because if my wife has decorative towels,
yeah,
what would yours be?
Well, okay, so that brings me to just the idea of what have we seen in the past, all right? We've seen things like, obviously, a car.
A car.
We've seen cars. Mm-hmm. There's a hot tub movie.
The hot tub movie. I remember.
I think there's a couch.
I don't remember that one.
Travels through time.
But I remember, like, the original, the Time Machine book. He had a whole created scientific apparatus that he crawls into. And so he just come up with his own thing. Like, I don't know what you'd call it other than just a machine.
Yeah.
Now, if you need a second to think of yours, I've figured mine out.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. If I would like to remove my left index finger.
Oh, my gosh. What?
And replace it with a Time Machine left index finger.
It looks like your left index finger.
Okay. Now, let me
tell you. Perfect hiding place.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking there's going to be powers, evil powers out there. Maybe my wife.
Right.
That wants to take my time traveling ability away from me.
Uh-huh.
What is the last thing they're going to want to do?
Rip your finger off?
Pull my finger.
Oh my God.
That is the last thing they're going to want to do.
Wow.
Because they know.
Bravo.
They see me. They see people. Everyone knows what happens when you pull people's fingers.
That's right. Yeah. They pop off and they fall back to their own time. Yeah, that's exactly what happens on every one of these.
Yep. So what do you know? What yours would be then? And you can make your own. You can choose your favorite.
It would be pants.
Pants.
It's just going to be a time traveling pair of pants.
Would you have a certain motion, or how would you activate your pants?
Dude, man, I would just kick up to tap dancing. Just ratty tat tatty to tat 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 bam,
bam,
and then I'm off to 1987. You know, floating around doing whatever I'm doing in my pants.
What would you do? Say we have the pants. We have the technology. We made the pants.
You got your finger and I got my...
Yeah, we have...
I've got my time traveling pants.
And we go, boop, and then you're tap, tap, tapping. Where are we at? Where do you go?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I want to know.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Because I don't know what these pants look like. You know, I don't know the patterns on them or anything. So I'm trying to keep it... I'm trying to get to the correct timeline where I look fashionable.
Yeah.
You know, I need fashionable time traveling pants in order to wear them.
That's a good point.
But let's see, where are we going? I mean,
so not to beat you to the punch, but obviously I have you a little bit ahead here, and I've been thinking about it because I'm thinking, what's my wife up to that she needs to travel back in time?
We're trying to figure out where your wife's going.
So in my jealousy, I've kind of figured out what I think I would do.
Okay.
So okay, here we are. Here we've pulled the finger. Mm-hmm. I'm back in time.
Right.
You know what I miss? I miss having dinosaurs around.
Yeah.
And it makes me really sad that we don't see any more pterodactyls. We don't see any Tyrannosaurus rexes anymore, or the Steganosauruses.
Yep.
walking around here enjoying life. I don't know what happened, but I can bet you that if they could have a better dating life,
mm-hmm.
that they would be, still be here. So I'm going back in time to develop a Paleolithic dating website for dinosaurs specifically. No cavemen allowed. This is farmers only.
Farmers only for dinosaurs.
But for dinosaurs.
All right.
Because I feel like there's a need.
Now look, that's a huge service industry. You're just going to crop up there for dinosaurs, but I'm wanting to know how are they going to engage with your website there.
You know, I'll take care of that. I think with the right ad campaigns and the right instructional YouTube videos or whatever they had back then.
Yeah.
With the right implementation into their dinosaur society, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to pull my finger again, come back here, and what are we're going to have dinosaur neighbors, we're going to have pterodactyl.
So you're wanting to rewrite the timeline.
Yeah.
To where we've got sentient dinosaurs walking around so that you can specifically create an app for them so they can date and you can make money off of that.
I'll make money off
of that. That's your get-rich-quick scheme.
So I will make money off of it.
Or take
but
a few.
But I really feel like it's a labor of love. I don't mind
million years to get rich.
Having some lost leaders there. I'm fine. I'm fine giving a little for the dinosaur community.
Uh-huh.
Because, maybe we lose out some fossil fuels, but what if there's some trade-out, like the Flintstones, all of a sudden thinking.
Right, we got to bring one of them back.
What if we can... have like they had and a service trade where instead of Uber, you have pterodactyler. Okay.
Some dinosaur flying you around everywhere.
Yeah. Why not?
That you want to go.
Why not?
You know, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
I think it does. It sounds like a good idea.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're going to make a killing off this app, though.
I'm absolutely going to make a killing off this app. I still have to come up with a name, probably with something like, you don't have to be. You don't have to be bony when you can use the dating app I made. You know what I mean? Like it's there. I'm writing it right now.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's reality.
Oh my gosh. This app idea has me,
Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And of course, I'm sure that we have to specialize a little bit for them to use it, but that's what I would do. That's totally what I would do.
Right. Wow. Man. Okay. So I can't really think about like what where I'm going.
Of all the things that you could do.
Yeah, where I'm going.
Time and space are of no consequence to you, some guy.
Right.
You can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Let's see. I'm going to go to the future.
Yes. Okay, right. that's good.
I'm going to go to the future.
Go to the future.
I'm going to go somewhere where, I don't know.
Oh, man.
I just want to go to the future,
And see where we're going to be.
See where we're
going
to be?
See what we're doing.
But I want to see the future where this dinosaur app takes off.
You know, I've set up the work in the past so that you can benefit in the future.
Yeah.
So not only do we have dinosaurs walking on Earth, we have robotic.
Now hold on. Okay, here's the thing. This is what freaks me out.
Okay,
I want to go in the future.
Yeah,
because I want to see when the Terminator starts to take over. Because look, I'm looking at all these videos.
Yeah.
On the internet, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Right? Oh, okay, sure.
But I'm seeing these videos, right?
Yeah.
Where robots are cropping up, left and right. All right, we're teaching them how to walk, and we're teaching them all that. But what I'm concerned about is at what point do we become the obsolete? Mm-hmm. And now we end up in a world where dinosaurs and robots. So you've gone back and made these sentient dinosaurs. Yeah, you've brought them together. And you've got this dating app, and they've formed a society around your app. And, they've got all these kids floating around that are dinosaurs. And then we have made ourselves obsolete as humans because we've just turned turned all the power over to robots to get all this stuff done.
Absolutely.
Get us, to get us through the day. They're feeding us and all that. Eventually, we die out. And all that's left is dinosaurs and robots.
And robots.
Right? Now, listen. When these robots and these dinosaurs start fighting, that's when stuff gets crazy.
Yeah, because they're not going to get along.
No.
They don't have anything in common, Chase.
Right. Because, see, robots at some point need oil, and you got to keep them up like an engine, right?
Yeah.
You got to take care of them like you take care of your car. Well, a robot is going to need oil.
Yeah.
Where does oil come from? Dinosaurs. Comes from dinosaurs.
Oh my goodness. What have I done?
You've created a war zone.
What have I done?
See, because we're creating the robots, and the robots ain't going to...
Yeah.
They're not going to live straight with the dinosaurs there.
Goodness. No, they're not. There's going to be wars. There's going to be famine.
Right.
You know, but I would... Okay, so something that just popped in my head, and yeah. I know we're running out of time here, but I really want to see the poster, humans are stealing our robot jobs.
Oh, my gosh.
Think of the robot children.
Yeah, think of the... Exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks. I think we figured that one out. I think we handled that one home pretty well. All right, so our question was pretty much
if you had a time machine,
yeah,
what would it look like?
Uh-huh.
What would you do with it? And I think I gave the perfect answer.
Right.
And you gave...
I'm going to the future.
Then you gave the perfect answer follow-up right. to my probably huge mistake, but
no, maybe. I think you were a little more solid than I was. But folks, if you are just wondering about this, if you're wondering like what is your time machine gonna be, if you're wondering about what time period you're gonna go to,
yeah.
if you know some friends who are, then send them our way. I think we got this one worked out for you guys, so just send them our way, and we'll have them walking out of here with a better understanding of the future and the past and all the present. All right, that's it. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. I'm Some Guy. He's Bugman.
Bugman.
We're gone.